Brexit MEP, "We will flourish, and that's what petrifies the EU." By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 1, 2019. The United Kingdom will flourish outside of the European Union, disproving once and for all the lurid predictions of Project Fear. And this is a prospect that frightens the European Union, a Brexit Party MEP told Breitbart London. Speaking at the Brexit Party snap general election campaign launch on Friday after leader Nigel Farage made what appeared to be a final offer to Boris Johnson to come to an accommodation for an electoral pact to fight the coming campaign, MEP Benjamin Habib looked at the bright future Britain could enjoy if it isn't bound by the Boris Johnson's new EU treaty. Mr. Habib said the apocalyptic promises of the Project Fear campaign were being proven wrong one by one, and even better times were yet to come. He told Breitbart London. "I think Project Fear is terminally ill, if not dead. Osborne said we'd lose a million jobs, we put on a million jobs. They said we'd lose 75,000 jobs in the city. Actually, in 2018 we had more people employed in the city than ever before. 507,000 in 2018. Mark Carney said the city is ready for a no deal. We've not lost jobs, we are ready to go. Now they are clinging to you won't be able to buy lettuces for a few weeks as their last hope for Project Fear. Well, Project Fear is dead and we're ready to trade without the shackles of the European Union. We will flourish, and that's what petrifies the EU. Once we're out they will see us flourishing and that's what scares the hell out of them." The top businessman, who enjoys the distinction of being one of the most financially successful members of the European Parliament, was particularly scathing of Boris Johnson's deal, which party leader Nigel Farage has made abundantly clear must be dropped in return for his electoral support. "While such a demand may seem like a big ask, the polling and peculiarities of the British electoral system mean Mr. Farage's support could be crucial if Johnson wants to avoid another hung parliament." Calling the deal awful, Habib noted some of the many ways in which Mr. Johnson's new EU treaty would bind Britain's ability to flourish after Brexit, remarking, "We should be a country that should be able to cut taxes, if we wish to, which we can't under Boris's deal. We should be a country that can provide state aid where we wish to, which we can't under Boris's deal. We should be a country that can create free ports, and we could make Northern Ireland a free port to its great benefit, and we can't under Boris's deal. All these things we'd be hampered with, so we've got to escape that deal." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.